I'm Graham Pascoe, here to present morning music for you to enjoy for a couple of hours, or almost a couple of hours. In today's program, I won't be rocking and rolling too much, but I'll be playing recordings by people including Kitty Callan, Henry Mancini and his orchestra, Chick Henderson and Ella Fitzgerald, something from Slim Whitman, and then a little bit later from the Welsh singer Donald Pears. I'm going to begin with a couple of hits from 1953.
Be so true, true, true to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you want to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you, you. For each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, 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 you could make my dreams come. If you say you love me too, each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other.
That record of You, You, You by the Ames Brothers reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1953. It was written by Robert Mellon and Lothar Elias. Also in 1953, we enjoyed this recording by Vaughan Munro.
How they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train!
Yeah, yeah!
Mule train! Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug, a jaw, tobacco for a miner in Corona. There's a guitar for a westerner way out in Arizona. There's a dress of calico for a gal in Kokomo. Get along. Get along.
clippity-clopping through the wind and rain.
Through the wind and rain.
They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. There's a pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. There's a Bible in the back for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you get along. You train,
yeah, yeah.
You train, clippity clopping over hill and seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Get along, you get along. Mule train.
Vaughan Monroe and the Moon Men performed Mule Train. That song was nominated for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song from 1950. It wasn't successful. A group of songwriters led by High Heath wrote Mule Train. In 1949, a smash hit opened on Broadway, South Pacific, music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. Here's a song from one of the original Broadway cast of South Pacific, Mary Martin, singing as the nurse Nellie Forbush.
I expect every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith and romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe every fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers in spring. I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world famous feeling I feel. As corny as Kansas in August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in the conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. Thank you. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew.
I'm as hearty as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July.
If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love.
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 Mary Martin and the female chorus from the original Broadway production of South Pacific sang, I'm in love with a wonderful guy, or a wonderful guy. Music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. That was first performed in 1949 in America. In London in 1929, Bittersweet, a musical production for which the music was written by Noel Coward, was first performed. I'm going to play two songs from Bittersweet.
The more more you love a man, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear, cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey-ho, if love
Two songs written by Noel Coward for Bittersweet in 1929. The first, I'll See You Again, was sung by the star of the show, Evelyn Leigh. And then after that somewhat optimistic lyric, I played a song with a pessimistic lyric, If Love Were All. And that was sung by Shirley Bassey in 1968 with the orchestra conducted by Johnny Spence. Out of This World was an interesting movie, released in 1945. It starred Eddie Bracken, and when you watched that movie on the screen, you saw Eddie Bracken sing the title song, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, Out of This World. Well, you thought you saw Eddie Bracken sing it. In fact, his voice was dubbed by Bing Crosby. I'm going to play a recording of Out of This World, not by Eddie Bracken, not by Bing Crosby, but by Joe Stafford. And the accompaniment, as usual for Joe Stafford, is the orchestra of Paul Weston.
Looking at you,
Joe Stafford sang Out of This World. Henry Mancini played the piano with his orchestra in that recording of Tenderly. It was a composition of Walter Gross. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth in 1909 of Walter Gross. It's also the anniversary of the birth of American songwriter Billy Hill, who wrote the next two songs that you'll hear.
I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, let the love light in your eyes forever will shine till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you'll never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever. If you'll never come, I'll still be there. till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be
just as I love you. Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I've made? Can't you see I've changed, dear? Can't you see I've paid? Be a little forgiving. Take me back in your heart. How can I go on living? If you knew what I've been through, then you'd know why I ask you. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? Be a little forgiving. Take me back in your heart. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Slim Whitman sang Have You Ever Been Lonely, written by Billy Hill, using the pseudonym George Brown, collaborating with Peter DeRose. Kitty Callan with Jack Police Orchestra, recorded in the Chapel in the Moonlight. Written by Billy Hill.
Is great enough for two to share this love is really all I ask of you.
Oh,
last two records were made in the early 1940s. Maria Elena was sung by Chick Henderson with the orchestra of Joe Loss, a British recording, of course. It was a composition of the Mexican songwriter Lorenzo Basalata with English lyrics by Bob Russell. Maria Elena. One for my baby, one more for the road. That was a composition of Harold Arlen with Johnny Mercer. It was featured in a 1943 motion picture, The Sky's the Limit. The star of that film was Fred Astaire. And the recording that I played was by Ella Fitzgerald with the orchestra of Billy May, made in 1960. Next two songs are chosen because of birth anniversaries. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Linda Ronstadt and also of the songwriter Dorothy Fields. So my next two selections reflect that.
Tears in my eyes telling you, am I blue? You would be too if each plan with your man just fell through. Was it time?
Never know.
Just the Way You Look Tonight. That was a composition of Jerome Kern and was written for the motion picture Swing Time, which starred Fred Astaire. It won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1936, which was the first song to be awarded such an Academy Award. The Way You Look Tonight. Lyrics by Dorothy Fields, music by Jerome Kern. The recording that I played was by a Melbourne group called The Twisters, a quartet, recorded probably in the 1960s, I think. Before that, Am I Blue? That was introduced in a 1929 motion picture called On With The Show. It was written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark and sung by Linda Ronstadt. And as I said, today's the anniversary of the birth of Linda Ronstadt and also of songwriter Dorothy Fields.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. Ah, nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, "Oh, Larry, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
"For goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?"
Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
"Poor drunk may drink, I live in his tomb."
Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said,
"Let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight."
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride, then pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Ah, the Clancy, ah, the Clancy. Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Clancy Lowered the Boom. That was sung by Dennis Day. It was written by Johnny Lang and High Heath. And High Heath, of course, one of the songwriters of Mule Train, which I played near the start of today's program.
I told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil, how pretty you smile. I've told them all about you. I've told each little bird every single word you say is worthwhile. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the sun and every star that shines above about the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Told my mom and dad, they're mighty glad. Told the preacher man too. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the little frog sitting on a log down by the big blue ocean, the fishes and the whaleses waggle their tails and caused a big commotion. Told the little crickets jumping in the thickets, they started to sing their song. The old church bell went well, 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 ding dong, it won't be long. Walking through the zoo, telling all I knew, something knocked me dizzy. There in the park I heard the stork say, boys, I'll soon get busy. The whole world knows it's true, I'm in love with you. I told the shady nook, told the babbling brook, told the man in the moon, I've told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word you say is worthwhile. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the sun and every star that there was to tell. I even told the sexton, he told the bell. Told my mam and dad, and they're mighty glad. Told the preacher man too. Yes, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
Donald Peer's recording of I Told Them All About You reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1950. And then Ray Eberly sang with the Glenn Miller Orchestra Goodbye, Little Darling, Goodbye, written by Johnny Marvin and Gene Autry, and it was a hit in Australia in 1940 for Gene Autry and also for Bing Crosby.